Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be all right. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. This podcast and all my podcasts are sponsored by Creative Technology and Innovation. When you need a new idea, when you need a new way to do things, Creative Technology and Innovation. This podcast is also sponsored by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes you meet a human being that is so good, so great, so wonderful, so amazing that you think to yourself, this person isn't real. This person can't be true. And then you find out they are. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in ebook stores, audiobook stores, and regular bookstores, starting in March or April of 2023. So, welcome to my podcast. As always, it's one of those moving forward, kind of dealing with the reality of the week. We're slowly but surely packing space. I did manage to get three rooms in the basement clean. I have two left. Of course, it's the two worst ones that are left, but you know, we'll hop on that when the opportunity presents itself. I'm going to continue the basement project, obviously, with the two remaining rooms. They're the two worst rooms. But I will continue the project and get it done here at some point. I also have been doing a number of other things. I have to replace one of my weather stations because, sadly, the squirrels decided to destroy it. It's very hard for a weather station to exist when squirrels keep knocking it down. So I'm going to look at a little bit more of a stable mounting system so they can't knock it over going forward. It is, however, one of those things where, as you consider the reality of what the reality of what you're working on, it is what it is, right? You know, squirrels will do what squirrels will do. I think I'm going to move the weather station further down the deck so that it's less impacted by squirrels. That way I don't have to worry about it anymore. I did have a system to mount it, and I may use that that I was using from an old weather station, the Bloom Sky, but I do miss the Bloom Sky. It was a great system, took great time-lapse videos and did a great job, but unfortunately the Bloom Sky company did not survive the COVID pandemic, which happened. A number of companies didn't survive the COVID epidemic. There are a number of other things that I'm working on and looking to do. Mostly I'm finishing up my editing of the galleys of my book, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. So I have to get that in so that the book can go to Ingram and be published. I'm looking forward to it. I've been waiting for 8 months, so it's one of those things where, you know, after a while, good things come true if you keep waiting. A couple of other things that I need to focus on and look at over the next few days. Obviously, I'm a little concerned about some of the political situation in the world. It makes me nervous. I have a number of good friends that I speak with and talk to about the politics of where we are. And I find that many of the things that are happening now, they are things that have happened in the past. They're not new. I mean, let us consider the fact that what's going on now has happened many times in the past. And will happen many times in the future. It is stuff that keeps going, continuing, stuff that ultimately is preventable but not avoidable. And preventable means that I can do things that will literally loosen the grip of the eventual downfall, the eventual bad thing from happening. But unfortunately, they're not avoidable. Some of these things are natural responses to the structure of the universe. I have a number of friends who constantly try to convince me that I should invest in crypto. And you know, I keep telling them, well, it's an interesting problem, but the problem with crypto is if you invest in crypto, you got to go out and get 10 of your friends to invest in crypto because you got to keep the money flowing in. It's not a Ponzi scheme, right? There are people that make money, and there is a legitimate value to cryptocurrency. But the other side of it is there's also a legitimate danger. There's a legitimate problem to cryptocurrency. And one of the problems is the money.
cartels and other organizations that, you know, we really want to limit their money supply are using cryptocurrency to move money out of countries, move money into countries. So they're literally, you know, taking money out of one economy, moving it out of it via the cryptocurrency, and delivering it in another country. And I've seen numbers that, you know, between 12 and 20% of the total cryptocurrency movement is done by cartels. That means they're moving things, they're moving money, they're moving assets out of one country and into another, and they're not paying taxes on it. They're not regulated. They're not being watched. Now, they can be followed via the BitChain or blockchain, right? The blockchain is public. I can follow somebody's money, but if they move it enough, eventually they're going to move it somewhere that I can't easily follow. I'm going to lose the trail, and I'm not going to be able to find it. But think about the sheer frustration and stress of not moving into 5 crypto wallets, but moving into 500. It's just a lot more work. You can move into 5 wallets in a day. That takes you maybe an hour of physical time to move the assets. But 500, you know, based on the 5 or 6 an hour, or maybe 10 an hour, that's still 50 hours or 50 people for an hour, right? So the expense of doing that becomes incredibly high. So eventually the public blockchain will allow us to get at some of these nefarious uses of cryptocurrency. But still, anytime you have something that has that much money that is, for all intents and purposes, illegally procured and illegally moved, you got to worry about it. I mean, and the other last thing I think that is most interesting, and I'll end with this, is that in 2022, Europe as an entity achieved a milestone. 20% of the total energy produced in the European Union was renewable energy, 20%. And renewable energy became the single largest producer of power in the European Union. That's an amazing accomplishment. Hats off and kudos to them. That's just absolutely delightful. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.